So now what we're going to do is we're going to move beyond anchoring, and we're going to talk about a mental process that you can utilize for yourself or for coaching for others. And you can utilize this process to forge strong relationships and also to release relationships that no longer serve you. This is called the forgiveness process in creation technologies. So oftentimes in our lives, we have relationships which no longer serve us. And we're holding on energetically to relationships from the past which no longer serve us. Perhaps you're holding on to an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend or an ex-spouse. Or maybe you're holding on to somebody who's passed on. And holding on to them is no longer serving you or them energetically. Maybe it's taking focus away from a present relationship that you might be in. Maybe you're taking your focus away from, by holding on to past relationships, you're taking your focus away from your career or your health or your children. It's also been said that in life, who you become is a result of the people you hang out with and the books that you read. So you may want to take a close look at the associations that you have and notice if they're supportive of the direction that you're moving in your life or not. So there are certain relationships in our life that it would be better to cut the energetic ties with. And the technique that I'm about to teach you is a technique for cutting those energetic ties with past relationships. Also, it's a technique which will allow you to see people anew or to interrelate with them in a new way. Like if you're having problems or challenges with somebody in your life, you can cut the energetic connections with them inside your mind so that you can begin anew with them and see them anew when you see them the next time. For managers, if you have employees, you may choose to cut the energetic ties with your employees so that you can see them anew each day. For salespeople, if you had a challenge with a prospect, you might want to cut the energetic ties with them so you can look at them anew. Parents will tend to keep their children as children through the way they project them. And you see this sometimes, like a child will have grown up and the parent is still treating their son or daughter like a child. And they keep them in the role of being a child. So parents, by cutting the energetic ties with their children, can treat them anew and see them how they really are today. So it's an extremely powerful technique and an extremely useful technique. So it's called the forgiveness process. By the way, some people find that when they use this process, if they have friends who are at all energetically in tuned, those people become aware of the fact that they've had the energetic ties cut with them. In fact, in a lot of the classes that we teach, we'll teach this process and people will say that they've come back or they've received calls immediately. Like we'll go through the process in class and they'll receive a page or receive a phone call from somebody that said, "Hey, I just didn't feel connected." So it's possible that people will reconnect once you go through this process or attempt to reconnect, in which case you may want to use the process and cut the energetic ties again. There's two options that might happen with people when you cut the energetic ties. Either they'll disappear from your world and you just won't have them in your experience of life anymore, which is sometimes good. It may be better for them to learn and grow and evolve. You may need to let them go in order for them to do that. It might be in their best interest. Or you have the option of reconnecting with them once again. So that's your choice once you've cut the energetic ties.